Yeah. Knew this dude who was trying to do this. Listen.
Okay.
What you don't know about this is countless. To make you see waste is a waste of my time. If you blind, the account is overdrawn, but the will is more than adequate to push along pawns to position through the song. Blindly, the blind lead blind, no finding no truth through your fiction. The friction's winding. Listen, rhyming was the binding of the book called his life. Now he's crying, nightly, inside, writhing. He can't sleep. The conscience eats and it eats at the guilty. Drug use amplifies them feelings once hidden. So being sober really ain't that horrible. He's wishing he was brave enough to be the greatest coward through suicide, but afraid that if he died, who would throw the benefit? Concert, he pondered while thinking of some insults as harmful to the MCs that wander through the battlefield. No one in his life offered truth, so he stayed disillusioned and aloof and overconfident. Napoleon complexity through pompousness, thinking that the battles win the war when we're only just commodities. Honestly, he knew he was wrong, but he kept booking studio time to make them songs that meant nothing. Abusive to the kind will of a girlfriend whose own insecurities sustained the faith in him enough to have her be the breadwinner for a child they created 4 winters ago. Life is long and slow on the misguided row of false hopes, where the small bits of talent drive guys to rap quotes and dreams of being dope. They write, pretend they wrote. Popularity evokes the spirit of a poet phony. Only they know who I'm speaking to. Maybe this soliloquy can extract the weak in you. Play this real loud in your home if your boyfriend's wasting his time on them songs. Play it real loud in your car if your girl can't act but she wanna be a star. Play this real loud for your crew if they ain't this, she ain't never gonna do. Play this real loud for yourself if you probably should be doing something else.
Patterns rattle through the tattered attic of my psyche. Me unlikely be remembered after I retire. I'm on fire from the inside and tired of the jiggable time. Niggas who rhyme, a dime a dozen.
These things that I justify, means that I analyze. Why even try to be that jack of all things while mastering none of them? Hassling, hustling, thin line, I've been there, my own form of struggling. Luckily, magically, gradually, happily, my skill level grew neck and neck with my hard-headed wish list. I miss twice but never strike out. Hey, batter, they taunted but I flew on it much. Style and true confidence practiced by living out my poetry in poverty, my odyssey on earth. Some might follow me and honestly it's scary cause I ain't worth the sweatsuit I have on. God pray I move on.
Play this real loud in your home if your boyfriend's wasting his time on them songs. Play it real loud in your car if your girl can't act but she wanna be a star. Play this real loud for your crew if they ain't this, she ain't never gonna do. Play this real loud for yourself if you probably should be doing something else.
To be critically acclaimed but unnamed and unrecognized. Now what remains your driving force behind your aspirations? Sizing up your patience versus being disillusioned. Some dreams blur reality and it calls life confusion. Now to use what you're using don't equal a solution. Especially when you're proving to yourself that you can do it. There's more to this life than entertainment and wealth or fame. You probably should do something else.
Crushes. I had this crush on this guy, Lee, and he was really cute. He wore Lee jeans. Yeah, they said Lee. Anyway, I really liked him, and then one day he told me I was ugly, and I started crying. Right. And my teacher was like, Deirdre, you are so emotional. You're so dramatic. Right. You should be an actress. I was like, that's it. I should be an actress. And you know what? I can cry on cue.